This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's a good Monday song. Just bring me back to life. Yeah, Monday. Ooh-wee.
That's great.
Yeah. Oh my God, I agree 100.
And finally, this heat wave has broken. Let's bring it on. Mm. Bring on regular days. And I went to go this weekend, I always change my sheets on Sunday.
Yeah.
And put new sheets on. Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't need to do that this Sunday, as in yesterday, because I'd slept on top of my bed.
Mm. On top of the comforter.
Yeah, on like top nothing. Of the bed with yeah. no, like for 5-7 days.
It's a funny thing about sheets and covers and stuff, because it's almost like your body, to me, even if I start out on top of the bed, I will be under it. I'll be in it. It's almost like you regulate or something.
No, I don't know. I never did. Yeah. I didn't get under it, and I definitely can't sleep. I just didn't sleep.
I can't sleep without at least a sheet on
it. I know. That's what I'm saying.
Even when I'm sweating to death.
Right. Yeah. What I'm saying. Damn. So I'm very grateful for the break in the wave.
And you didn't have to change your sheets this week.
And I didn't have to change.
Yeah, that's nice. Anyway, there's an Evanescence song. I enjoyed it very much. It's Halloween time at Disneyland. This is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Year after year, they kick off a little Halloween extravaganza at the Disneyland Resort. And we have your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets. Take the whole fam. Listen to Alice all this week throughout the day for keywords. We've got them. One of them is less than an hour from now. And I've got another one at 9:05. And then Jane's got you at 3:05, 4:05, 5:05, and 6:05. We got lots of chances.
It's rad.
We give you a keyword. You text that to 20357 and you'll be entered for a chance to win a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. So your first one is less than an hour from now.
This is for sure the number one prize we give away.
Oh, people freak.
People ask me about it when I'm out. Like they see me in Disneyland. What do you know? Well, I know you've got to do what we've told you to do.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do.
I mean, I suppose that if you saw somebody out and you're a Disney freak, you would, and I know some Disney freaks.
Oh.
Like, you ever been in like a grown person's house and they've got like Mickey Mouse wallpaper and little stuffed animals there? I'm like,
it's a real thing. Grown ups that love it.
Yikes.
There's a story I did. I don't even think I did it on the air, but this family is absolutely all in.
Just obsessed.
But they'd messed up and got their membership to this exclusive club at Disneyland revoked.
Oh.
And they took Disney to, we won in, give it back. It's like one of those things where.
Did they just behave badly?
I don't want to do the whole story right now. It was just one of those things though, there's a couple that went, they've got their a very expensive membership to this club.
Yeah.
Revoked.
Oh boy.
And they're like crushed.
Oh yeah.
And they took Disney to court to get back in.
Is that 27 club? There's secret place to eat, and there's this person I know, she's never going to be able to afford it. Her whole house, she's this tiny little house, she spends all her money on Disney stuff. Trips to
Disney's
Disney.
Rad.
Right. So there's no way she's ever getting into the secret club, but if she was in that club and they revoked it, she'd jump off a roller coaster.
Heartbreak.
Like, she's just,
yep.
I can't even imagine. Oh my God. And my niece is a freak for Disney. Oh boy. It's just Disney people. My sister went for her honeymoon to Disney World.
Well, I don't do that, but I know we've talked about sports and these sports teams or Disney. These become woven into the fabric of what our life history.
Yeah.
I spent years watching, or actually I should say listening to Winnie the Pooh records like at 6 in the morning, because my mom would go, if you don't want to sleep, that's fine. Stay in your room.
Yeah, because we all do want to sleep because mm-hmm. it's 5:30 a.m.
And I'm over there, you know, ready to do my morning show. Mm-hmm. I'm only 5 years old, but
it's like seeing the future.
Right. Mm-hmm. But that's, you know, there it is. Yeah. That's part of my life history is Winnie the Pooh records at right. 6 in the morning.
I guess the bottom line here is I'm not surprised that people see you. And there are people who love Disney so much. They'd be like, oh my God, that's Vinny. He probably has a fistful of these tickets in his hands.
I don't. You got to go through the channels.
Exactly. But all week long, all day long, 805-905-305-405-505-506-05. Is that all of them? That was a lot. It's like constantly, we've got these tickets. We'll give you a keyword. You text it back to us.
Here's what I want to say to you.
Tell me all the things.
Never not listen.
Right. Always be listening. Please. On the free Odyssey app, would be great. And so that even when you're not listening, you could keep it streaming.
Right.
It'd be fantastic. All right. Story number one. It's time for a mini game.
Oh, a mini game.
Just a little mini game.
You know how I keep a running tally of the things we've done on the show?
Oh, yes.
I'm writing mini
games. This is just a quickie, super quick.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, come within, come within $100 million of the answer to this. And I'll give it to you. What is Selena Gomez's net worth?
Oh, you know what? The reason I have some idea about this is because people texted in that she owns Pretty Girl Makeup. Not Pretty Girl. Right. What is it called?
But Pretty Girl is great makeup. Hey, Christina. It's called Rare Beauty.
Did you just say hi to my wife?
No, this is chick Christina Flack. She does the Pretty Girl. She does those sticky,
oh, the lipstick that you like, yeah.
PrettyGirl.com. I love her lip gloss.
Back to the story. There's some makeup company that Selena came up with. And so I'm aware that she's a billionaire.
Yeah. So you go 1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
It's you lose. I said you had to get within $100 million of it. Want to try one more guess?
No.
Go one more.
She shouldn't be a billionaire to begin with, in my, you know, humble opinion.
Why is she excluded from that?
Because I know she didn't sit down and formulate new makeups. She just didn't. She may have sat in a meeting and said, I like that color, not that color. Mm-hmm. But she definitely didn't.
She wasn't the scientist who brewed up the special sauce for the lipstick and eyeshadow.
She just attached her name to it and went, sell that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll reap the world.
Now, I'm going to say this right now. I don't know anything about her Rare Beauty. I don't know anything about anybody's.
Yeah, you don't wear makeup.
I don't really wear makeup. You know what I wear? I wear the pink and green mascara. You know that one?
Oh, yeah. Whichever, I do know that.
I don't even know who. Maybelline, maybe?
Revlon?
Sure. Oh, yeah, yeah. Might be Revlon. Whatever it is. I wear that and I wear Pretty Girl lip gloss. And that is it. And when I need to put like a full face of makeup on, I have like a bag of just collected old makeup that I will just splash on my face until it's time to go. All right. What do you think, John?
What do they call that crap? It's not eyelash makeup.
Mascara?
Mascara.
Yeah.
Eyelash.
Just say green and pink mascara. It should pop right up.
I'm trying, but I couldn't come up with the word mascara.
Eyelash makeup. Put that in and see if it works.
I knew it wasn't that. It's Maybelline.
Oh, it is Maybelline.
Oh, wait a minute. Is that it?
I thought Maybelline had a blue thing, but what do I know? I bet it's Maybelline. Maybelline
is
just
the pink and
like
green,
the,
which there's no way someone would jump on that without
No.
But it's slightly different than I remember it.
Let me see. Let me have a look at that. It's been a while since I bought any. Oh, no, that's it. Oh, yeah, the lettering.
It says Apple Mascara. What?
Oh, yeah.
That's not it.
That's it. Great Lash.
Maybelline's Great Lash. Okay, so there you go.
That's the one I've got. But it is true that they've changed. Looks like they've changed some of the lettering and stuff.
But someone bit their very recognizable colors, and it's under a different name.
Oh, well.
All right.
I wonder if they're like, no, this is this pink and yours is this pink.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
This is close enough. Because somebody would just walk in there. I would just be like, where's the green and pink? Oh, there it is.
Christina is very much a mascara lady. Like that's, if she can get away with
just mascara,
then she does.
Yeah.
Depending on where she's headed. But I have mascara in my car.
Oh.
In my van.
Mm.
In her car.
You've got to have it.
They're everywhere.
They need to be there.
Yep.
Because the more you put on, the thicker your lashes get, too. As it dries, you add another layer.
I don't know about
Ever
that.
Since I started using glasses daily and wearing contact lenses, I don't really use it anymore. I'll only put it on if I've already safely got my contacts in there, and then I'm, and then I'll put a face on to go out. I can't have it on with the, because it just, if it gets in your eyes, it's just a chunk of crap in your eyes, and ugh, hate it. Bounces off my, because my eyelashes touch my glasses annoyingly.
Oh, they do?
Occasionally.
Even though those sit so far down your nose?
When I put them up like this right now, they're touching.
Oh.
So I have to pull them slightly out from there. It's a whole thing. Who cares though? Selena Gomez is worth $1.3 billion. I'm sorry, you were $300 million off.
I'm not against her having that.
It feels like you are.
Well, I just was trying to say, like, you know, for a billionaire, you'd think she would have had to invent that stuff.
You would. It just goes to show you that influencers, some of them,
it's real.
Like, she will influence you to buy her stuff.
The Kardashians are another example. For every person, and I have heard a million people say, I hate that chick, or what is this? And yet,
yeah,
there's enough fans out there following their every move that they sell everything they touch.
They do. And it's, you know, a lot of what Kylie does is that makeup stuff. And it's great. I follow her and I think she's very pretty. And the Kylie's the one who's, well, she was like the youngest, quote unquote, self-made billionaire, which I don't even like that because I'm like, okay, fine. You're self-made. Great. Yeah. I don't know about you because your sister banged Ray J. You're right. I don't. So anyway, self-made or whatever. But I've paid money to Kim for those Skims. Like I got that tiny little doll outfit that I pulled on one time.
I didn't wear it because
I didn't wear that. I'm like, I can't get into that. And I didn't, the dress, I didn't, I put it on, put the dress on with this little bodysuit. There's actually a picture on my Instagram and I don't post that often on there. So it's not going to be a far look. Or I'm standing in my closet holding this thing up and it's a large and it is... It's like a Barbie doll outfit. And it took half an hour to get and sweat to get into. I wish I had the balls to show you how great I looked at it, though. I like sweated and I tore it on and then I put it all the places it needed to be.
Did you take a picture?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Yeah. But I looked in the mirror and went, damn, this works. And I put it on a dress and went, ugh, I hate this dress. Oh. Thank God I'll never have to put this thing on again. But yeah, I'll just, you know, if you see something you want, I'll spend the money. I was actually thinking about getting one of her, Kim's bras with the nipples built in. Just kidding. It's just so funny that they did a plaster cast of her nipple and they put it in all the bras. Not all of them, just the nipple bras. As though you don't have nipples. Whoa. I guess they're just not perfectly placed.
The first time, you are the first person that I ever heard say this. And I was like, hey, blah, 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 blah. You said to me, when I was young, I would give myself a pinch before I'd walk into a room to be perky.
Well, yeah, I didn't have a bra on.
But I'm just saying.
I was super slutty.
But I never knew that that was.
Then we heard that Jennifer Lopez had a nipple consultant on set with her. Like somebody who was making sure that her nipples were at attention at all time. The tweaker. She had a tweaker.
Well, I was, as a. A man, I was unaware that that was something that could be manipulated.
You knew there could be movement.
I knew that. I just didn't know anyone would do it to themselves as a way of saying, hey, check me out.
You're welcome.
I'd never heard of that. Mm.
So Selena Gomez is now in the Billionaires Club. And according to this new report, most of this money comes from her Rare Beauty Cosmetics brand. At 32, she is one of the youngest female billionaires in the country. The rest of her wealth comes from, quote, her interest in the mental health brand Wondermind. She holds an interest in that. The estimated value of her music album sales and properties and earnings from streaming deals, brand partnerships, concert tickets, and acting. And she is on one of my favorite shows. She's not my favorite person on it.
No, but I find her a lot more likable now than I did in the beginning.
Yeah.
So it's worked for my generation. It's worked to her benefit greatly to have done the show with those two dudes.
Here are 10 things. I'm not going to get to all 10, but these are things I did not know about her. She was named after Selena, the Tejano singer. Not too surprising at all.
We're a Selena family. We were listening to her this weekend. Not Gomez.
Right.
What, just the Selena just she's named Selena. After. Yeah.
Right. The only social media app that she has on her phone is
Instagram.
TikTok.
Oh.
She basically says here, she says, the only thing I have on my phone is TikTok. I find it to be a little less hostile. There are wonderful things about social media, connected with fans, blah, blah, blah. She says, I create a system. Everything I do, I send to my assistant, who posts it up and does the caption and occasionally comments as Selena Gomez. You think you're following Selena Gomez? You're not.
I follow Slash from Guns N' Roses, and he's actually got a really fun presence on Instagram. It's clear he's not doing that.
Yeah, it's super dirty.
You've seen it.
I have.
Yeah.
I think you told me about him a while ago. I started following him, and it's always like some big boob lady.
It's gross art, all it's kinds fun. Of different stuff that it's he fun. Puts up, but it's not him, for sure.
Selena has 58 million followers on TikTok, and she says she's actually on TikTok. And then on Instagram, she's got, I don't know, 400 and I think she's the top female on there. Oh, here she is. Instagram has the most followers. Instagram. There's an Instagram account for Instagram. Then it's Cristiano Ronaldo, Lionel Messi, Selena Gomez. And she has 424 million followers. Then Kylie Jenner with 397. The Rock is after that with 395 and Ariana Grande with 376. And then more Kardashians and the list goes down, you know.
I realize you're laughing at me, not with me, but I'll take it. What 702 it? Says eyelash makeup made me spit out my coffee. Thanks for the laugh.
Well, that is what it is, though.
Jackie in San Jose listening on Odyssey.
Selena wrote the hit track Lose You to Love Me in 45 minutes. It's one of her biggest songs. She loves McDonald's, like loves it. I guess that she, before her performance at the 2015 Victoria's Secret fashion show, she was eating McDonald's backstage. It looks like she was walking the red carpet at the Jingle Ball, and she had a half-eaten cheeseburger, and then it was her turn to go, and she handed it to her assistant who had to carry it down the...
And she is Selena.
Selena Gomez, yep. Carpool Karaoke with the Late Late Show host James Corden. She in the middle of it, she's like, there's a McDonald's pull-in. And she ordered a number 7 and a medium Coke.
Well, one thing about McDonald's they've got right is you always get the same thing.
It does taste like, you know what it's going to taste like. Exactly.
But, you know, you always get that.
Selena Gomez named her new kidney Fred after Fred Armisen because she's a big fan of him. She loves Portlandia.
Not after the girl that gave it to her?
Nope.
Oh, that's weird.
What's her name again? No one knows.
I don't know. I thought it was her childhood friend.
Yeah, and then later she was like, there's only one person I trust in Hollywood, and it's Taylor Swift. And this girl's like, I'm right here, and I gave you a kidney. They made up. She has the word rare tattooed on her neck, like right under her ear.
Oh.
That's like the rare beauty thing. There's other things. Oh, New York is a place where she can disappear. Anybody can. Put on a hat. Glasses.
Yep.
Go to New York. All right. There's that. I don't have time for much else, but I did put this up at the Sarah Mini Facebook page, and I thought it was really pretty. John Travolta's daughter Ella, who I think is like in her 30s.
I absolutely love their relationship.
She's 24. So yes, she has a very cute relationship with her dad, John Travolta. Her mom, Kelly Preston, has passed, and it would have been their 33rd anniversary. And she did a She took a song that she sings because she's trying to be an artist. It's very sweet. It's like a, it's lullaby-esque, very light, very sweet. Not a lot of instrumentation, called Little Bird. She put it up on her Instagram and I put it up on our, Sarah and Vinny Facebook page because I love, it shows her as a little girl and there's young John Travolta and young Kelly Preston and just all these various, like, it's very intimate look into somebody's family life growing up with these very famous parents and on their private jet and dancing in their incredible main room of their house.
An airstrip at the house.
He sure does. So it's very sweet though. And so it's up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It's John Travolta and Kelly Preston's daughter, Ella, and her little tribute to her parents on what would have been their 33rd anniversary.
I think that's one of those things where we, people of a certain generation grew up with Travolta.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't get away from the iconic roles, like the Grease role, you'd go, well, there's a career maker. But then also Saturday Night Fever role, there's another one. And the Sweat Hogs, there's an, you know, like that
and
guy.
Pulp Fiction.
And then, yeah, well, that's what I was going to say is, and then he went away for a while and still came back with.
Yes.
So he's been in my life most of my life.
Yep. I know. So, well, and what, he's just had a lot of pain in his life, too. Like, I really, you know, there have been a lot of things.
He lost his son.
He did. And his son was born with autism, like a pretty severe autism. And he, so look, that's hard for any human being to struggle with, to bring somebody into the world and to have that. It's a lot, you know, and for him, I'm sure it was just as hard as it would be for someone who didn't have the money to, it's just, it can be heartbreaking. All right, there you go. I put it up at the Sarah Mini Facebook page. Vincent, what's coming up?
Holiday travel destinations. That's right. And more after these.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. This part of the show is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Head over to RadioAlice.com and listen live to Alice. Incredible. Plus, catch up on all the latest episodes of the Sarah and Vinny Full Show podcast. A daily dose of entertainment. Don't miss a beat. Visit RadioAlice.com right now.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Apple Voice Message on the Odyssey app. Alice at 973 now has Voice Message, a new feature on the Odyssey app that allows you to send us your thoughts in your own voice.
Yeah.
We're super excited to hear what you have to say, so leave us a voice message and then keep it on Alice to hear yourself telling Sarah and Vinny all your hopes and dreams or whatever you can fit into a 60-second message. Just log into the Odyssey app, select the Alice at 973 button, click the mic, and start talking. Boom. There you go.
Voice message.
Okay, so here's what's happening. High temps in the 80s today, which is a welcome change. The 49ers are at home tonight versus the Jets. That's right. It was a full football weekend, and they're not done.
Yep.
Monday night football, 49ers. So traffic, by the way, in Santa Clara, you know.
Heads up.
If you live in the area, work in the area, you know. But it's the Jets tonight, and go Niners. Also, I've already mentioned this, but I'll do it again. Apple event today at 10 o'clock. There'll be a new iPhone. There'll be a new watch. There'll be new AirPods. And it's going to cost you.
Yeah, it will.
But 10 o'clock is when they'll start unveiling all the stuff. Also, tomorrow night, if you haven't chosen who you're going to vote for, there's another debate tomorrow night.
Very excited about that.
I believe it's 6 p.m., but I'll double check that before I won't leave you hanging. I'll check it.
Thank you. You want me to check it?
No. The 20 most Googled text abbreviations. Yeah, I'm not going to do them all, but I have had to do this.
These are like be right back.
BRB is one of the biggies.
IRL.
Let me see if BRB is not on the list because BRB is really easy. Like I you can kind of
right,
like shaking my head
out.
To me is really easy too, but that's number one.
Shaking my head to me isn't that easy. I don't feel like I say that to people, you know? So when you see it, it's, I get that you're sort of trying to describe a gesture that you're making like, but I just don't, I would never write that out anyway. So it never was obvious to me.
That one's number one.
I've looked it up a bunch of times.
POV, point of view.
Oh, I feel like POV is an easy one. Like that gets used
in other places where you would see it and go, okay, now I know what that is. Not safe for work was number three. FOMO, fear of missing out. But here's one where I go, okay, at number five, TLDR.
TLDR. No idea.
Too long, didn't read.
That's funny.
That's what someone sends back when you send those long texts. They send TLDR, and then the person who wrote the long text, who clearly
had some things to say,
but also
now they have to look up an acronym.
They have to look the acronym up because they don't know not to send long texts.
Right.
Mom,
too long, didn't read.
You know, older people.
I honestly, I don't know if it's because I'm an older person. I would never send that. I would feel terrible about it. I'm like, if you're in my contacts, I'm going to read your text you send me.
TLDR. Then if you know is up there. That's IYKYK.
Thank God no one sends me that one.
This one I almost barfed just because kind of joy, really.
Oh.
It says OFC. And I went,
oh, overwhelming feelings of concern.
It's not OFOC, it's OFC, which is supposed to be of course.
Oh, somebody sent me that just the other day. And I just in context, I'm like, oh, I understand what that is. OFC.
Oh, because of the context, right. You understood it. Yeah, if I saw OFC, I'd be like, you missed the O.
Right.
You, that's not how it's done. OFC, yeah. Overwhelming feelings of concern. You got to get the other O in there.
It was OFC. Yes, I can handle that. You know, whatever.
In my opinion, is on the list. These are the 20 most Googled text abbreviations, but a lot of them, I'm like, TTYL.
Talk to you later. That
okay.
That one's pretty common.
OOTD.
That feels familiar, but I don't know.
Outfit of the day?
Oh, no, that is absolutely not familiar.
Why would that be familiar to you?
It certainly wouldn't be.
Right. Anyway, the 20 most Googled acronyms. The shaking my head thing is one of those, you know, when someone does that to you on the road, and I see them doing it to each other all over the place.
Sure.
Where it's really like just below middle fingering someone.
Mm-hmm. Like, ugh.
You're too
let me
dumb.
Let me just roll my eyes
I'm
back in my head. You're
you
so
that.
Dumb. I'm shaking my head. That's how stupid you are. It's very condescending.
It's super aggressive, and we know that what you're doing, what
shaking
you're saying.
My head.
Don't.
You're a waste of space.
But I do. I've definitely done it.
Yeah.
Where I'm shaking my head. Like, did you just speed up? get in front of my car in my lane. You changed into my lane and then slammed on your brakes. Yeah, I'm going to shake my head in your rear view in the and hopefully you see me in the rear view mirror shaking my head, because that is a rookie move.
It's a dumb, dumb move.
It's a crap driver move. The speeding up. I just got in front of you. Now I got to slam on my brakes. You mother.
Well, maybe you could have left him a little bit more room so he could, you know, you could tell he was coming up.
Or he could have come in behind me.
Maybe there wasn't enough. Maybe the guy behind was a little too close.
Make excuses for speed up and get in front of me, guy.
Share the road.
Oh, it's me.
Maybe.
I got in front of him.
Could be that guy.
I got in front of him.
Well, maybe you scooched up and like you didn't want to let him in. Now he's going to be a jerk.
Don't put John's behavior on me.
I've driven with you. And I followed you.
You've barely driven with me.
Yeah, but sometimes I'll follow you or you'll follow me.
When's the last time you drove with me? Tell me when.
Oh, I have no idea. Actually thinking of it now.
You haven't been in my car since I've even had kids.
No. And also I was thinking that time we went to ILM, but I think we were in separate cars. We drove together to our old boss's 50th birthday party. And that was 15 years ago.
There you go.
That's the last time we drove together.
Okay. So there you go.
Yeah. But I've driven, but you followed me places a million times. And I know you.
No,
you're a terrible driver.
No.
You know what? How I know you're a terrible driver? Because you told the story the other day when you went, oh, no. So
what
I know that.
What are you talking about?
I know that Christina has to do that to you when
the
she's driving with you.
The point of that meme is it's all the women's of the world.
Yeah, but that's because of all the dudes of the world.
All right. It's my fault.
Yep.
Got it.
Well, I'm glad that I could help you with that.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
The top holiday travel destinations. That's right.
Don't. Holiday it's too travel. Soon.
It's not too soon. It's too soon. People got to plan. People got to get ready. I saw, by the way, over the weekend, we went down to watch the Santa Cruz triathlon that was happening. And as we rode, I rode my bike and Christina ran because she can.
Yeah.
Just run places.
I'll just run there.
we did like 12 miles and she ran the whole thing and I rode a bike next to her. Anyway, on the one of the balconies right there on West Cliff in Santa Cruz was a giant snowman. And I went, yeah,
oh
dude,
God, no.
Merry Christmas, family up there.
Oh my God.
Merry Christmas to you. No. They had a snowman out already.
One of those blow up ones.
Yep.
Oh boy.
Big giant one too. Mm. Like easily 15 feet tall.
Just at somebody's house or was it at a hotel?
Somebody's house. Like, no, it was on their balcony.
As in they live in a beach community. Why are they praying for winter? Maybe because all the tourists will go home.
Well, that's one of the reasons. There's no doubt.
I've often thought that, you know, every year we used to go to Capitola, right on the beach right there, and we'd go for a day to the boardwalk and with the little kids. And it would take so long to get anywhere in that town all weekend long that I was just like, I don't know how anyone can live here.
Well, you make plans. You buy your groceries during the week and you hopefully stay off the...
You hunker down on the weekend.
You try not to cross town when everybody's in town.
But going home on a Friday must be a nightmare for you.
During the summer?
Yeah.
Yep. Yes, it is.
Oh, boy. So you must know all the secret ways, though.
I do know other ways. Mm. Google Flights has put out a list of the top trending travel destinations for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's Eve.
Google Flights.
Based on searches for travel dates around those holidays. The top 10 for Thanksgiving. Number one is Orlando.
Oh.
Disney World for Thanksgiving, everybody.
How fun would that be?
Followed by Cancun, New York City, Tokyo, London, Miami, Paris, LA, Vegas, and Honolulu.
Wow.
Those are the top Thanksgiving
I know travel a lot of people who do Hawaii over Thanksgiving.
We've done it and it was our best one.
Really?
We were at Alani, the Disney property, and we had Thanksgiving there and it was spectacular.
Oh, that sounds great.
We loved it.
Yeah.
The top 10 Christmas and New Year's Eve spots are Tokyo, Orlando, Cancun again.
Wow. Orlando and Cancun winning, duh.
Miami, New York City, London, San Juan, Puerto Rico, Honolulu, Paris, and Vegas. Make your travel ASAP.
Yeah.
Because people are already on it.
Set your plans.
How about a fast
fact? I love a fast fact. You know that. Come on. Oops.
In the 1700s.
Yeah.
People believed the platypus to be a hoax.
Well, just it's like, so unlikely.
Just like we think of Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster, that's how people thought of the platypus.
Because nobody had seen it. They'd only seen like drawings of it. In the 1700s, they couldn't even take a photo of it. So someone goes, yeah, it's got a duck bill, but like a rat body. Is that what it looks like?
They say here, it seems ridiculous that there was a venomous animal with a duck's bill, otter's feet, and a beaver's tail.
Oh, yeah. Look at that thing. That is a weird looking animal. And does it lay eggs?
I don't know about...
It's an egg-laying aquatic creature native to Australia. They got some weird stuff in Australia.
I didn't know it was venomous.
I didn't know that either. Yeah. That's crazy. Let me ask if it's poisonous. It is, yes, venomous.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I don't know that it's going to... they say the role is not even clear why they have that. But hollow spurs on the heels of their hind feet... I guess if something is biting at them, they can stab it with their venomous heels.
Having been in the ocean with a lot of different animal life, luckily no sharks knocking on wood.
Yes, knocking.
I've learned to leave animals alone and let them do their thing and mind my business. So I wouldn't walk up to a platypus trying to, you know, check him out. But I wouldn't have known that he was venomous. You know, like if
I can't believe the size of this claw either. Oh my God. This thing looks, you do not want to tangle with a platypus.
Yeah. They, you know, like seals and sea lions will stick their head up right next to you and be around you. And yet it's still in your best interest to just paddle away or mind your business or they're animals with teeth. It's best you just, so the platypus, I would have said.
The platypus, what a weird thing. I guess, you know, you've heard of the platypus. I knew that it had the duck bill thing, sort of. But man, you look at the pictures and it just gets weirder and weirder looking. Enjoy that today. Take a look at the platypus.
Thomas Jefferson's wife died before he became president. So their daughter was the first lady.
Oh, huh. That's interesting. Is that how it works? I guess it is, huh?
It's how it did work. I don't know if that, you know,
first gentleman, that'd be interesting,
had ever come up again, but there you go. Summer is coming to a close. Depends on who you talk to. Some might say
weeks left,
you know,
week and a half, left.
And the kids go back to school, but others might cling to every minute.
I just, you know, want all the days.
According to the data, the most popular months to slice your hand open while cutting an avocado are April through July. So the question here
is... That's a thing that they're figuring that out. They're getting stats on that, huh?
Did you survive? Did both your hands make it through avocado hand summer? I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good. The last time I cut my hand on an avocado, I have the scar, but it's been a while. I got a girlfriend with nerve damage from doing it. Like really, really racked her hand up. You got to be really careful.
In a report from a few years back, the demographic most likely to suffer avocado hand, that's the trying to cut an avocado while holding it and ending up slicing yourself, was women in their 20s and 30s.
It's because they've had a couple margaritas already. That's
it?
Well, let's make some guac. I'm going to do it. I'll be right back with quack. Just kidding, ladies. I'm sure you're not drunk.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Sounds like we're not going to talk. We're not going to not talk about Christmas for senior dog donations this year. Too bad.
Yeah, it's too late now.
Oh, I don't think it's too late now.
You could stop. If you stopped right now, until... The day before we go on Christmas vacation? No, when did we set it up for last year?
I have no idea.
Well, you can pick some parameters. I'll make another donation. I'm sure people would be happy to not hear you talking about Christmas incessantly.
707 says, I'm a start following Slash. You know what? You don't have to. I just mentioned that he's, you know, I don't think he's sitting there posting the things. It was in relation to the story that Selena doesn't make her
I'm
post.
I'm going to start following
I'm
Slash.
Start following
I'm
Slash.
A start. I thought you were saying I am a start follow Slash.
No.
Yeah, that's it. Because I was like, what does that mean?
It's just a very slangy text.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a pretty fun follow. Sometimes he grosses me out, but other times I'm like, oh, that's clever.
Whoever he's paying to do it is finding things to post. That's for sure. 707 says, Hawktua has that podcast. It's a train wreck and not safe for work, by the way.
Oh, Hawktua. Yeah.
I don't see that going for very long, but we'll see.
Stranger things have happened, you know? I mean, you could knock me over with a feather with the bad behavior having a career and millions of dollars. Like, that just seems impossible. She's such a loser. But turns out she's a bigger winner than I.
Let's see here. Towards the end of your story, did y'all mix up John Travolta with Sylvester Stallone?
No. Did we?
I don't think so.
I didn't notice that.
There's another one. Did y'all mix up John? Oh, wait, is that the same person, though? Hold on. Yeah, it's the same person. Okay.
Yeah, we didn't.
No, I don't think so.
What does that person think Sylvester Stallone is in Pulp Fiction or something? I thought we really did name all the John Travolta stuff.
Sweat Hogs.
Yeah, we said Sweat Hogs. What's his name? Is Vinnie Barbarino? That's not, we didn't say that either, did we?
Vinnie Barbarino is a Sweat Hog.
Yeah, I know. But I was thinking, like, did we, was there something that we talked about Grease? And that's Travolta.
I don't know. Well, if we did, we're sorry.
Yeah.
Not sure.
Please forgive us. But maybe you could Google it before you lashed out. I don't know.
It's okay. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
The Super Bowl halftime show and Oasis already fighting.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.